be there fast. How to spot hidden fence damage before it becomes expensive. Hi everyone, DJ Markison here, owner of Fence Company Near Me. Most homeowners don't give their perimeter a second thought until they see a panel lying on the grass after a windy afternoon in St. Pete or Clearwater. You should care about spotting hidden fence damage because, in our unique Pinellas environment, a fence is a structural system that fails from the inside out. By the time you can see the damage from your back porch, the repair is often much more expensive than it needed to be. Catching a small issue during a 10-minute walkthrough today can prevent a total collapse during hurricane season, saving you thousands of dollars and keeping your pets and family secure. The first place you should look for hidden trouble is actually underground. I always tell my clients to perform the shake test on their main corner and gateposts. Walk up to the post and give it a firm, steady push. If you feel any give or hear a hollow thunk coming from the soil, you have a problem with the foundation. In the sandy soil we have throughout Largo and Safety Harbor, heavy rains can wash away the stability around a concrete footing, or the concrete itself can crack due to the ground shifting. If you have a wood fence, this is also where rot starts. Take a flathead screwdriver and gently poke the wood just an inch below the dirt line. If the wood feels soft or spongy, the heart of your fence is failing, even if the pickets above ground look brand new. Another hidden culprit is the salt air that rolls in off the Gulf. Even if you don't live directly on the water, that salt travels miles inland and wreaks havoc on your hardware. You should inspect the back of your hinges and latches for orange weeping. This is a tiny trail of rust that starts behind the metal and runs down the wood or vinyl. It tells you that the structural integrity of the screw or bolt is compromised. If a screw snaps inside the post, the weight of the gate can suddenly cause the whole frame to sag or drop. Replacing a $5 hinge now is a whole lot easier than rebuilding a gate frame that has slammed into the ground and warped out of shape. You also need to look behind the greenery that we all love in our Florida landscapes. If you have thick St. Augustine grass, heavy mulch, or climbing vines growing against your fence, you are likely hiding moisture traps. Take a peek behind those bushes. You might find that the bottom of your fence is covered in black mold, or that termites have started building mud tubes. Termites and Pinellas love the damp, dark space between a fence and a thick hedge. If you see tiny pencil-sized tubes of dirt climbing up your wood posts, you aren't just looking at a fence repair. You're looking at a pest emergency that needs to be handled before they find their way to your house. Finally, keep an eye out for stress fractures in vinyl fencing. Because our sun is so intense, lower quality vinyl can become brittle over time. Look closely at the points where the horizontal rails enter the posts. If you see tiny hairline cracks radiating out from those joints, it's a sign that the fence is under too much tension from thermal expansion. These cracks act like a perf line on a piece of paper. The next time a strong tropical breeze hits that panel, it will snap clean off. Spotting these small signs of wear allows you to reinforce the section before it becomes a hazard. A quick proactive check once a season is the best way to ensure your backyard stays the private sanctuary it was meant to be. Until next time, this is DJ Markison, your friendly fence guy, reminding you that a solid fence leads to solid peace of mind. We'll be there fast.